And since in this series we have shown from both Scripture and church history that altar calls are a relatively recent innovation and that they very often have had a track record of horrible results, at least in the long term, well, people are inevitably going to ask, well, what about churches and evangelists who use altar calls? Are they wrong to do so? Can they be trusted? Should we ever use altar calls in our evangelism? Well, let me just say, the New Testament gives us considerable freedom to use a variety of methods in our work. So, while Scripture certainly doesn't command the use of altar calls, neither does it specifically prohibit their use. And while it is an undeniable fact of recorded history that the altar call has had some rather dubious beginnings, and while they were at least at first connected with some very objectionable theology, there have been some churches and evangelists, at least, who have used and not abused the altar call in an effective, God-honoring way. Still, having said that, there are some serious, serious dangers that modern Christians should be particularly aware of concerning altar calls. And in the short time that we have, I'll just list six of them.
Danger number one. Individuals can easily be led to believe that their trip down the aisle during an altar call is somehow equal to salvation. The public act of going forward can be so intimately associated with the genuine act of faith that confusion results. People begin to believe that they are saved by this act rather than by Christ. Danger number two. Requiring a public act at the point of salvation can lead a person to think that they have done something to get salvation, which compromises the doctrine of grace. Danger number three. Altar calls can lead to an overemphasis on the public response or the public aspect of decisions, but a public decision for Christ is not always a reliable indicator of true conversion. In fact, usually, it's quite the opposite. History has repeatedly shown that public decisions frequently prove to be quite unreliable as barometers of genuine conversions, and Scripture itself teaches that the fruits of true conversion will only be evident in the life of a believer over time. Danger number four. Altar calls can eclipse the real cause of conversion. The real cause is not the decision or the appeal or the walking of an aisle, nor the sinner's prayer, nor the felt emotion of the moment as emotional music is softly played in the background. True conversion is caused by the Holy Spirit, who draws some to believe as the gospel is proclaimed. And that will happen whether or not an altar call is given. Let me repeat that. True conversion is caused by the Holy Spirit, who draws some to believe as the gospel is proclaimed. And that will happen whether or not an altar call is given. Danger number five. Some churches think that they are evangelistic merely because they use altar calls. But in reality, many churches are lulled into an evangelistic passivity where their only attempts at evangelism as a church or as individuals are the altar calls at the end of each service, many of which are so deluded and unbiblical in their presentation of the whole gospel that they are consistently fruitless, regardless of how many people come forward and appear to receive Christ. Danger number six. The historical record is indisputable. Altar calls have produced considerable mischief, as the early Methodists predicted when altar calls were first introduced in the early 1800s. And early Methodists proved to be very correct in their initial judgment about that. Gospel presentations have grown increasingly diluted, much shorter and less complete. False conversions have become epidemic in the modern church, and God's truth and way are being maligned as a result. And countless thousands have been and continue to be led into an emotional response without a clear understanding of just what they're doing. As a result, false conversions have abounded.
So, what should we conclude regarding altar calls? Well, first thing we should all agree on, very quickly, at least if we're going to be biblical, is that altar calls do not stem from a biblical mandate. They are, at the very least, not necessary or required in order to do effective church or evangelistic work. The church, from the time of the first church in the book of Acts, all the way up to the church in the 1800s, has gotten along quite well without them, and could obviously continue to do so. Which is not to say that the use of altar calls is always wrong and or never helpful. Perhaps the best and most biblical use of the altar call is to simply appeal to people to indicate their need for further instruction or discussion, which in that context, at the very least, can make altar calls a useful tool in evangelism. But churches and evangelists who do use altar calls should be painfully aware of the six dangers just cited. And as a pastor by the name of Jeff Van Giotham put it,
remember, the bottom line of all of this is that a conversion to Christ is best made when a person has a clear-eyed grasp of exactly what they are doing. Emotions can be fleeting. So it should be our goal to persuade the mind and the heart via an accurate, complete, and Holy Spirit-led and empowered presentation of the truth of the entire gospel. It is not our goal to merely produce an emotional response. We seek clear, certain, Spirit-produced decisions for Christ, with or without altar calls.